Hey everyone, Taylor Reid here, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than you can say zen? Between work deadlines, relationship drama, and that ever-growing laundry pile, seriously, where does it all come from? Staying calm and collected can feel like an Olympic sport. But what if I told you there was a secret weapon? A toolbox of ancient wisdom designed to help us navigate the chaos and build unshakable inner strength. That's right, folks, we're diving into Stoicism today. Now, before you picture a bunch of philosophers wearing robes and chanting in some dusty library, let me assure you, this is way more practical than that. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions or becoming some emotionless robot. It's about understanding them, accepting what we can't control, and focusing on what truly matters. Think of it like building a mental fortress. Strong foundations, sturdy walls, and the ability to weather any storm. So, let's break down 5 key Stoic principles that can help us build that inner strength and resilience, starting right now. 1. Focus on what you can control. This is huge, guys. Life throws a lot our way, good stuff, bad stuff, the unexpected stuff that makes you want to pull your hair out. But here's the thing, we can only control our reactions to those things. That traffic jam? You can get angry and honk your horn, or you can use it as an opportunity to listen to your favorite podcast or just take a few deep breaths. D. Inner strength is about choosing your response, not letting circumstances dictate your mood. D. Embrace virtue. Stoics believe that living a virtuous life, being honest, courageous, just, and wise is the ultimate path to happiness. Now, I'm not saying you have to become a superhero overnight, although, wouldn't that be cool? But think about small acts of kindness you can incorporate into your day, holding the door for someone, offering a genuine compliment, or simply being present and attentive when someone is talking to you. These little things add up and make a difference both in the lives of others and in your own. 3. Practice gratitude. Feeling grateful for what we have can drastically shift our perspective. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack or what we want more of, but taking a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a supportive friend can seriously boost our mood and resilience. 4. Accept impermanence. Remember that saying, everything changes. It's true. Nothing stays the same forever. This applies to everything: relationships, jobs, even that awesome pair of shoes you just bought, RIP, eventually. Accepting this fact can help us let go of things we can't control and be more open to new experiences. Think of it like surfing. Sometimes you catch a wave, sometimes you wipe out. But either way, you keep paddling forward. 5. Live in the present moment. Ever feel overwhelmed by thinking about the past or worrying about the future? Yeah, me too. But Stoicism encourages us to focus on the present moment. Pay attention to your senses, savor each experience, and let go of those mental time travel adventures. When we're fully present, we can truly appreciate life as it unfolds. Okay, now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, phone in hand, scrolling through social media, when suddenly, bam, a delivery scooter swerves around the corner and nearly takes you out. You could react with anger, frustration, or maybe even a little fear. But remember those Stoic principles. First, focus on what you can control. Your own response. You could choose to let that incident ruin your day, or you could take a deep breath, acknowledge the absurdity of it all, come on, seriously, a scooter, and continue on with a sense of humor. Second, practice gratitude for your safety even though it was a close call. Third, accept that these things happen: accidents, mishaps, unexpected encounters. It's part of life. And finally, live in the moment. Put away your phone, take notice of the sights and sounds around you, and enjoy the rest of your walk. See? Stoicism isn't about being perfect, it's about developing a mindset that helps us navigate the ups and downs with grace and resilience. So, there you have it, 5 key Stoic principles to start building that inner fortress today. Remember, starting small is key. Choose one principle to focus on this week, practice it daily, and watch how it transforms your perspective and strength. And don't forget, share your thoughts with me. Head over to our social media pages and let us know which Stoic principle resonates with you most. Until next time, keep calm, carry on, and remember, you've got this.
The This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.